Meanwhile, in a congressional race in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, a super PAC associated with Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan has put nearly half a million dollars into TV ads attacking the Democratic candidate. WHYY's Dave Davies reports.
Republicans are committed to hanging on to control of Congress, and a battleground seat like Pennsylvania's 1st District is bound to attract money from national party groups. The ad from the Congressional Leadership Fund, the Republican super PAC dedicated to holding the GOP majority, doesn't even mention the Republican incumbent, Brian Fitzpatrick. It goes after the Democratic challenger, Scott Wallace.
What's rich? Scott Wallace. He inherited $100 million, but Wallace repeatedly failed to pay his own taxes. Wallace was hit with a $70,000 lien for unpaid taxes.
As with most political ads, there's a little less than meets the ear here. The super PAC found one occasion when Wallace was 2 weeks late paying county and township taxes 6 years ago, and a more substantial lien the state of Maryland filed in 2007 for late taxes, interest, and penalties. Wallace has spent much of the past 20 years running his family foundation, spending a lot of time in Africa. Campaign spokeswoman Zoe Wilson-Meyer says the Republican ad is distorting what amounts to an oversight.
Scott received the notice of the tax while he was out of the country doing the work of his charity. And when he returned and found out he owed more in taxes, he paid them in full and the state waived all penalties. Scott Wallace has paid all of his taxes in full, period.
As a super PAC, the Congressional Leadership Fund can accept unlimited contributions under the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision. The fund raised $51 million in the second quarter of this year. More than half of that came from Las Vegas casino magnate Sheldon Adelson. Will it make a difference in the race? J.D. Mullane is a veteran columnist for the Bucks County Courier-Times and Intelligencer newspapers. He says outside money is nothing new for this congressional seat.
It's a 50-50 district. People are dug in. It's not going to be the campaign, outside campaign ads that are going to make a difference here. It's going to be which candidate gets out, knocks on doors, and meets the most people.
The Congressional Leadership Fund has targeted up to $4 million this fall for the Bucks County race, and Communications Director Courtney Alexander says it's not just for advertising. She says the committee opened a field office in the district nearly a year ago to focus on grassroots campaigning.
So we talk about local issues. We're out knocking on doors. We're making phone calls. And our interns and volunteers are out every single day talking to folks in the first district.
While the Republican leadership PAC can bring in big money from national sources to help Fitzpatrick, so far Wallace has tapped his personal wealth for $5 million to fund his own campaign. He has a new ad.
I'm running against this guy, Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick.
He appears on camera to make his own case against Fitzpatrick.
Brian Fitzpatrick voted for the new tax law that gives most of the money to big corporations and the top 1%.
A message on the screen flashes that 83% of the tax breaks go to the top 1%. That figure comes from a Tax Policy Center analysis, and the number refers to the year 2027, after many middle-class tax breaks expire. Fitzpatrick has defended his vote on the tax overhaul, saying the national economy is stronger now because of the tax changes. So far, outside groups have spent about $1.1 million on the Bucks County race, with more than 90% of that going to attack Wallace. Robin Kolodny, who chairs the political science department at Temple University, isn't sure how much that will matter when some voters see the midterms as a referendum on President Trump.
To be blunt about it, it could be a lot of effort for nothing trying to focus on the reputation of the Democratic candidate when, in fact, people are just interested in sending a message to the White House.
The Fitzpatrick-Wallace race isn't the only one getting national attention. Three other congressional contests in our region are also attracting outside spending. Dave Davies, WHYY News.